all I need to know about you.
That's 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 all I need to know about you. Star 99.9, it's Anna and Raven. If you eat your Polio string cheese like it's a banana and you don't peel little pieces off like a normal human being, that is all I need to know about you.
Oh, my gosh. What did you witness?
I saw somebody the other day, and I am a big fan of Polio string cheese.
Okay.
I love Polio string cheese.
Sure.
And the best part about Polio string cheese is savoring it by peeling the little slices down. Right.
But here's the thing.
Right.
What if you don't have the time? Like, if you don't have the time.
Then eat a regular piece of cheese.
You need the boost right then at that time. What if you're climbing a mountain and you have only one hand free?
I doubt you have a Polio string cheese with you at that point.
Well, they pack well, is all I'm saying. And they're high in protein.
Do you eat them like a banana?
No, but I'll tell you what happens is, so first off, I don't have them all that often. But when I do, I tell myself that I'm going to be, you know, patient and diligent, all that stuff. So I pull some strands off and then I give up and then I do bite it at some point. And then I just shove that whole thing in my mouth.
It changed the texture and the whole experience.
No, you're right. It does. It does. But I can't control myself. I get impatient. And then, that's it.
If you're too impatient to eat a Polio string cheese by the slice, that's all I need to know about you.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. There it is. It's a very revealing thing that you've brought to our attention here now at this point here.
Oh, my goodness.
I've got one for you here. If you're doing a big event or a milestone type thing or whatever, and you don't audition your speech, and it's a speech you knew you had to give, all right? If you just, and you're like, you're like, this is going to be great. I got it. No, you don't wing it. Like, you wrote it out. It's just really, really, really long.
Oh,
you should audition it on somebody. You know what I mean? Yeah. See if it works on a room. Give it to a couple people.
I've read that you should never give a speech at a wedding that's more than 5 minutes. That should be the max at it. And I think 5 minutes is pretty long,
to be honest.
Yeah.
The problem is for people, and I don't say not like us, but people that aren't in the world, every word that we say is time.
Where they're doing it all the time, right?
Yeah, they're just writing things out. You don't realize how long things are when you start writing things out.
You figure it really captivates people and holds them in.
Right.
Just watch the Grammys or the Academy Awards or whatever and see how quickly you lose interest.
Right. And those people are professionals.
And by the way, congratulations, Cody and Jimmy. Have a wonderful honeymoon.
Yeah, good.
If you're a grown adult and try and cut through a line of 100 people to go on a water slide, that's all I need to know about you. It's like, you could just wait in line like the rest of us, but no, you got to go first, because you're important.
I'd push Christian right to the side. I would. I got to be.
So mean.
Wow.
No respect. When you're a dad, man, you find yourself in desperate situations sometimes with your kids, all right? I'm going to say polite. You know, it's good to be polite and have manners, but sometimes, sometimes you got to get that kid on that water slide.
We've been waiting all day. Yeah, everyone has. That's why there's a line of 100 people. Join the rest of us.
Just reminded me never to go to a water park this summer. 1-800-330-9999 if you want to chime in too. Just got to fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you. I can bet I know what you were doing this weekend, especially on Saturday. It was so beautiful.
Oh, it was nice. I was counting on yesterday to be nice, but it would not cooperate. But luckily, I was in the pool all Saturday morning. Felt good.
Yeah, Star 99.9, it's Anna and Raven. All year long, all Raven talks about is getting in that pool. So when this time of year comes around, I can guarantee if there's a summer weekend, mm-hmm. that's exactly what he's doing.
Here's the thing, though. You know, you got the pool, right? So you're all of a sudden more popular than you've ever been before in your life.
And, neighbors, friends.
Oh, yeah. People are going to come over and they're going to hang out. And so that means that you always got to have some rules for the pool, because if not, things get a little bit crazy.
You didn't strike me as a person that would have rules.
You got to have some rules, man. I mean, I got a house. This is my domicile. It's my kingdom. Anna Zapp, all right. How about this one? Rule number one. You better be taking a bathroom break every couple hours.
That seems fair.
Every couple hours.
Yeah.
I mean, I need to see you physically get out of that pool.
Yep.
And if you're over 40, every 70 minutes.
Okay.
Let's be honest. All right? You get a little prostate pressure or something like that. Get out of my pool.
So, do you allow people to drink in your pool?
That's
a tough one.
Yeah, it depends on the size of the group, and it depends on what they're drinking.
Uh-huh. You know? Red Solo cups?
I mean, it's
so much
big
splashing.
Rim. It's a wide rim.
Margarita goes right
and
out.
Then if the water gets splashed in the cup, like, you're all of a sudden like, no, I don't actually want to drink that anymore. And then also, you don't care if more gets splashed in the cup. And then you think that it's totally fine for you to, like, rinse your cup in the pool. I can't see that.
No.
I don't want to see you ever rinse your cup in my pool.
Oh, that's disgusting.
Here's one there. If you are getting up for the bathroom, which, again, we've said now that I require, is towel in around you as you run in and out of the house. You got to have a towel on. All right.
Mm-hmm. Can't be dripping everywhere.
Well, it's not even about the water, bro. It's like the pathway between the door to the bathroom is all tile. And the bathroom is all tile. And if you bust a hip...
That's on you.
I'm putting you in your car and putting a brick on the gas pedal and I'm you know, basically throwing it in drive as I point you down the street.
Okay.
Right? Wow. I don't want any liability whatsoever for your slip and fall.
But what is a towel going to do to protect their feet when they fall?
Well, then there's less drippage. Therefore, you think there's going to be less. And then also, you know what it is? Is that it constricts the legs.
Oh, okay.
So they can't run.
They can't go fast.
It's not an open gate. Yeah. You see what I'm saying? See. Right. So, I mean, then they're a little bit subdued there.
You have other rules for the pool?
I do. I just have a couple more. A couple more. If you'll bear with me here, and you'll need to know these if you're coming over. Rinse your feet while running around the yard. You run around the yard, and then you go to jump in the pool. Mm. Rinse the feet.
Oh, I thought the pool is where you wash your feet off.
No. I don't want your dirt in the pool and on the stairs. I mean, the stairs are white. You come in there with the mud, now it just looks funky. All right?
Yeah.
Come on. It just looks funky. And last.
I'm not going to lie. When I go to, like, on vacation and I leave the beach, the
you
pool
don't care.
Is where we jump in.
Like, right.
We jump in the pool to right. rinse off before
I mean,
we go inside.
There's a shower right next to the pool for a reason.
You pressure know, like, is always weak, you know? It's true, right?
Lastly, bring your own bathing suit. Listen,
who's going to borrow your bathing
you
suit?
You can borrow a towel, and you best leave it on the drying rack before you leave, all right? But if you borrow a bathing suit, I don't ever want to see that thing again. Don't bring it around here no more.
That's weird.
Don't bring it around here no more. I don't care if you washed it. I didn't, none of that.
Who wants to wear your bathing suit? Just go in your underwear.
Saying, Uncle Tom, you know there's a pool.
Do you,
you
let
know there's
go,
a pool,
do you
Uncle
let
Tom.
Go in
You've
their
been
underwear?
Here multiple times. You're the first guy in the pool every party, Uncle Tom. How is it you keep forgetting your suit?
Why aren't you answering me? Do you let people go in your underwear, in their underwear?
I mean, I'd go in my underwear, you know.
But other people?
No, I don't think that's really happened.
No? You know? Good.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
what kind of parties are you going to at night?
No,
huh?
I mean, it reminds me of high school. Wow. Town of Greenwich is banning the city workers from wearing flip-flops to work, saying they're sneaky dangerous. They're a liability. People are falling and hurting themselves.
Listen, you slip, you stub your toe. My favorite is running up the stairs, catch the front. Oh, no, I'm on my face.
So we want to hear from you. 1-800-330-9999. Besides flip-flops, what's sneaky dangerous?
Bamboo, man. That stuff is going to take over the universe.
Yep. We were just talking about this over the weekend. The minute somebody starts growing some bamboo, it's everywhere, and it doesn't stop growing ever.
No, man. And it lives, it travels underground like a snake, and then it shoots up a little bamboo, and you got like 4 feet of rope you have to dig out in order to get that little bamboo shoot out of there. It is a hot mess, and it will take over the universe, and it is sneaky dangerous.
You are 100% accurate, man.
That's why we're putting it in cheeseburgers now. Is that that's why we're doing it with the Impossible Burger. That's why we're putting it in cheeseburgers, because you got to eat to defeat.
That's how
you
we're going to get rid of
defeat,
the bamboo. 1-800-330-9999. What do you think is sneaky dangerous? Sneaky dangerous. 1-800-330-9999. We want to know, what do you think is sneaky dangerous? Town of Greenwich has issued a new policy to their workers. No more flip-flops in the workplace.
Mm.
Says it's going to help avoid accidents, because we all know flip-flops are sneaky dangerous.
I mean, they're out to kill you. A little bit of water, just a spot of that on the floor, tile, you encounter some linoleum, you can go down.
We asked on our Facebook page, things that are sneaky dangerous, popcorn. It's true. You're eating popcorn by the handful like it's nothing. Next thing you know, you're choking. It's stuck in the back of your throat for like 6 days.
I mean, not even that. Just when you encounter popcorn, like you might have been thinking you were going to be healthy that day. You smell it, and all of a sudden now you've been roped in.
Right, and you've consumed 17,000 calories of buttered popcorn.
Right, right.
Yeah. Can go either way, really.
We discussed martinis and margaritas. They just sneak right up on you. That happens quick.
They're sneaky dangerous. Dawn Marie on our Facebook page wrote, throw rugs are sneaky dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
You trip right over them. Right on the corner, you're going down flat on your face.
Or if you go on the front angle, you could go like full clown, I'm going flat on the back there thing as it slides out in front of you. How about this one? Questions about your wife's outfit. Does this look good? Does that look... Just be silent, sir. Run out of the building, really, if you can.
Sneaky dangerous. 1-800-330-9999. Tana and Raven, what do you think is sneaky dangerous?
What I think is sneaky dangerous is when you shave your face without your wife telling you that she has recently used the same razor to shave her leg.
Oh, man.
That's sneaky dangerous.
Oh,
fair.
That's a surprise in the morning.
Yeah.
And Ann Raven, what's sneaky dangerous?
Holding a party at your parents' house when they're away on a business trip.
Yeah. Well, yes. I mean, the age being dependent on that, too. But I guess, you know, even as an adult, like, if something gets wrecked in your parents' house when they're out, like, you still get in trouble.
Right.
How old are you when you threw this party?
18.
Oh, yeah. You're in big trouble.
Yeah, you're in big trouble.
Yeah. Right. You're in big trouble.
That's more than sneaky dangerous. That's legit dangerous.
You know, like, when you get to the age as a teenager when you don't want to go on vacation anymore with the family, you talk them into staying home. So the first time that I stayed home, got to stay home by myself, I was like 15 or 16, and they all went away. I had a party, 4th of July weekend, and we burned the deck down.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, a corner of the deck burned down. The other corner fell down because there was too many people on it. And I had like 5 people that slept over even though I didn't want them to. And they ate all the food that my family left for me that first night. And then I kicked them all out the next morning angrily. Don't eat my Fruity Pebbles.
I understand. I think it should be flipped around. If you're a parent, sneaky dangerous is leaving your kids at home when you go away.
I mean, is that really a surprise to anybody?
So this happened over the weekend at Target.
We were given waters and a $5 discount. So I'm happy to be getting out of here now.
That's after Donna Olson waited 45 minutes in line at this Target after a company-wide crash of its cash registers lasted about 2 hours.
Oh, sorry, 99.9, it's Anna and Raven. If you didn't hear about this, Saturday, all the registers went down at Target, and people were just waiting for hours in line with their, like, their shopping carts full.
How long do you wait before you just, you know, abandon the whole situation and move on with your life?
That's what I'm trying to figure out. So I've listed a few places that always have exceptionally long lines to the point where I can't take it anymore.
Right, where you almost lose it.
Yeah.
Right.
But there comes a point where, like, when you're at Target, you have invested a solid amount of time there.
Okay.
You have gone through every department. You've probably been there at least an hour and a half at this point, gathering all the items that you need
from
the electronics.
Are you doing food, too? Is that
everything.
Okay, yeah. So, I mean, that changes the equation, I think.
There.
Right.
And when you get to the register at Target, let's be honest, you're ready to go because you have been there forever.
Okay.
You know?
Right.
And now they're going to give you a water and a $5 coupon. Is that really enough to keep you waiting for 45 minutes to an hour to check out?
Well, you got to consider the bottom line, right? I mean, it's system-wide. So think about how much that would cost if they handed out more for everybody. Because if this person gets the Cupid doll, I want the Cupid doll. I want all that stuff. We all want the same stuff.
All right.
You got to think about the bottom line.
How long do you wait at Costco BJ's if the registers go down?
Oh,
oh, now, boy. You know that isn't, you forget wow. it. You've got enough toilet paper in there to last you a lifetime.
Right. Clearly, I'm there for some picnic supplies probably, too. And you know that's where I get my my baby wipes, my butt wipes.
Right.
All right. So, I mean, the commitment for me, that you picked a good choice.
How long do you wait there?
I'm going 23 minutes. Anything over 23 minutes, I got to move on with my life. But 23 minutes is a lifetime for me.
I leave my husband with the carriage and go back and get the free samples.
Smart.
And, like, you
that's
know. Smart.
And he bring them stays back. There?
Well, that's what I would do.
Oh.
I'm just saying.
No, right. But he stays there.
Like, I'd be like, honey, I need you to stand here. You can play on your phone. I'm going to go get all those free chocolate chip cookies that they're giving away
right
now.
Oh, man, no. I'd be like, I'll be in the car, and I'm giving you 8 minutes to get out there because then I'm leaving.
No, I give a solid 35 minutes before I quit, right?
Yeah, anything over 35 minutes.
You just got to be careful, though, because with that gallon of mayo, it's going to go bad by the time you get out of that place.
I do need my potato salad.
Yeah.
What other locations?
Old Navy. No matter when you go to Old Navy, there's a line, and it's around the corner. Yeah. I don't understand.
Yeah.
I don't understand why there's always a line.
You know, it's the same thing at CVS. I just don't think that they're very good at the registers, man.
Uh-huh. So how long do you wait at Old Navy?
That's my BJ scenario that you have with Paul because I'm usually with Alicia.
So she just have to deal with it?
I just have to wait, man. And she's always got 17 deals on her card and a coupon.
Yeah.
And this shirt's not ringing up right.
Yeah.
I mean, it takes a long time, man.
I agree. But Old Navy, I've done it before where I've just put the clothes right there and I've just walked out the store.
That's
like,
it.
I'm done.
You've quit.
That's it.
I'm above this.
Yeah.
I'm above you people. I'll get four for $10 somewhere else.
I figure I could probably order it online and have it shipped to my house faster than waiting in that line.
Do you have regret as you're walking to the car? Like, you feel like you made a statement and you did something big, but you're like, am I really going to get a better deal?
Now, this is what I tell myself all the time. I can buy a black t-shirt anywhere. I can buy it anywhere.
Okay.
Right? Like, it's $4. Right. I get it. The flip-flops were 60 cents or whatever they're giving them away for today, but it'll be all right.
They all crack, man.
Yeah.
They bust my feet up, their flip-flops.
Well, you know, they're a dollar. I don't know what you want. And CVS, you said CVS, it's the number one place. There's always a line. It's 100 registers, but they only employ two people to work them.
And nobody knows how to work them. For some reason, one of those employees is hung up trying to help somebody zoom in on their Kodak photo printer over there in the corner for the last hour.
Don't ask for stamps. Just saying.
I'm glad I'm not here with an actual medical emergency. I need this aspirin. Get me out of here.
But I'll wait at CVS, because if I'm at CVS, it's something I need that's like a
you
dire
made a commitment.
Emergency. Yeah, like I need toothpaste.
Right?
I can't leave here without my toothpaste. All right. Wow. If you want to chime in, too, on what's the longest you've ever waited in line somewhere to buy an item, you can call us at 1-800-330-9999. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What's the longest you've ever waited in line somewhere?
Oh, I would say Marshall's, like a good 40 minutes.
Yeah, that line is always long, too.
Yeah, and that's why they make that snake walk up there with all those random items. That's the thing about TJ Maxx and Marshall's. Like, you have no idea what could be on those shelves as you approach the registers.
Yeah.
It's crazy. There's food items. There's crazy designed socks.
Right.
There's some sort of heated thermos. Like, sometimes I've gone out, I've spent $80 in the line.
No, it's true. I can't go through that line without picking up something.
Right.
Yeah. They've got it figured out, though. They're like, we'll make them wait and we'll make them spend more money.
Popcorn in a can or something. Like, what do I need with this?
All right. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Longest you ever waited in a line?
I would probably say a half hour at Marshall's.
We were just talking about Marshall's.
Marshall's, man. Getting started this morning.
And Marshall's hides the line. You've committed, and all of a sudden, you're in the middle of the line, and it just keeps going.
Well,
it kind of wraps around.
Right.
If you wanted to back out and turn around, like, you can't get a K-turn accomplished in that line. You either have to abandon everything like a savage and just run away like an uncivilized person, or you are going to the end.
That's right. You're stuck.
And they get you because it makes the announcement. It's like, register 3 is now open.
Right.
And you're just sitting there, and you're just waiting, and
you're
rocking.
Yeah. You get the hope.
Look what we've solved today. Marshall's has the longest line. Coming up next, Honda of Westport Couples Court. Converting your pool to salt water. Is it a waste of money or a good investment? You're going to be the judge next, right here on Star. Registers went down at Target over the weekend, which left a lot of shoppers standing in line just waiting for hours.
Yeah. If you don't think the zombie apocalypse will be a big pain in the butt, take notice of things like this.
Right. Start at 9.9, it's Anna and Raven, which got us wondering, where do you go? There's always a super long line no matter what. 1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven.
It was an hour and 6 minutes at Rich Farm in Seymour, Connecticut, but it was worth every second. They have the best ice cream in Connecticut.
Say it again, where? Yeah, I'll wait for ice cream. Me too. I actually think that's part of the fun.
Wait for ice cream. You'll wait an hour and you think that's part of the fun.
Yeah, when Milk Craft first opened in Fairfield, like the anticipation of getting the dessert and like you spend the whole time thinking about what flavors you're going to get. It's actually a fun wait.
Exactly. Yesterday I went there and there was almost no line. And I was like, oh my God, I don't know what I'm getting even.
Right, then you just stand there and you're just like staring a while anyway.
I can't imagine doing that. So every day when we go to the beach, right, we take a route right past that, and there is a creamer place that's been there for 100 years in Durham. Same thing, dairy serve. But every time, there's no line in the morning, so we're like, oh, we're going to get some ice cream on the way back. It always sounds so good. You come back, and that line is like, it's like 30 people deep, and I'm like, nope. No way, no how. We never get it. We never actually get it.
You're missing out. It's the best thing in life. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What's the longest you've ever waited in line somewhere?
Oh, I would say Marshall's, like a good 40 minutes.
Yeah, that line is always long, too.
Yeah, and that's why they make that snake walk up there with all those random items. That's the thing about TJ Maxx and Marshall's. Like, you have no idea what could be on those shelves as you approach the registers.
Yeah.
It's crazy. There's food items. There's crazy designed socks.
Right.
There's some sort of heated thermos. Like, sometimes I've gone out, I've spent $80 in the line.
No, it's true. I can't go through that line without picking up something.
Right.
Yeah. They've got it figured out, though. They're like, we'll make them wait and we'll make them spend more money.
Popcorn in a can or something. Like, what do I need with this?
All right. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Longest you ever waited in a line?
I would probably say a half hour at Marshall's.
We were just talking about Marshall's.
Marshall's, man. Getting started this morning.
And Marshall's hides the line. You've committed, and all of a sudden, you're in the middle of the line, and it just keeps going.
Well,
it kind of wraps around.
Right.
If you wanted to back out and turn around, like, you can't get a K-turn accomplished in that line.
Right.
You either have to abandon everything like a savage and just run away like an uncivilized person, or you are going to the end.
That's right. You're stuck.
And they get you because it makes the announcement. It's like, register 3 is now open.
Right.
And you're just sitting there, and you're just waiting.
You get the
rocking.
Hope.
Yeah.
You get the hope.
Look what we've solved today. Marshall's has the longest line. Darien residents are worried about abandoned fawns.
Oh, my gosh. What?
Yep. So the Darien Police and the Darien Animal Control had to issue a warning. They're saying, please leave the fawns, a.k.a. the baby deer, alone. Star 99.9, it's Anna and Raven.
If you see a baby animal out there in the wildlife, I mean, I get that you're concerned. And at the same time, you're like, oh, it's so cute. This is your time to approach. But don't, man. Don't. It's not a good idea.
Well, here's the thing. We're going to learn a lot about baby fawn right now. So
okay.
They're born between May and the end of June. So right now, this is when you're going to see the most baby deer out there,
there's
right?
There's birthing going on. There's fawns falling out of, never mind, all
right.
Over the place.
They're everywhere.
Wow. Right.
Here's the thing is that Darien residents are getting, like, overly concerned because these poor baby deer are all by themselves and they freeze.
Okay, right?
So here's the National Deer Alliance talking about why that happens.
What?
Most important thing to remember if you have the fortune of seeing a fawn this time of the year is don't touch it and leave it alone. Even if you don't see the mother around, chances are she's within a couple hundred yards, and as soon as you move away, she's going to reunite with that fawn and take care of it.
No one has abandoned that baby fawn.
Right.
The fawn is fine.
You don't need to be the rescue fawn person.
Right, exactly.
Okay? Who knew there was an alliance, right. By the way? I feel so protected now.
Yeah.
It's like the Avengers, but for deer.
Can you imagine that 911 operator being like, what? What? The baby deer is standing there by itself for like 20 minutes now.
Lights and sirens, guys. Light them up. Let's get over there right now. Let's make sure these people are all right.
You know, but the Darien residents are good people, and they worry about a lot of things.
Sure.
You know? They worry about the fact that there's kids and adults peeing in the Darien Wise pool this time of year.
Well, I would worry about that, too.
Right.
You know that. How about this? How about getting the Darien PD review rating up from a 3.7 on Facebook to a 5.0?
I mean, get on there, guys.
Let's make that happen.
Yeah, I mean,
that's a real problem. Let's get that response time up there on Facebook.
Darien residents, they're worried about a lot of things. They're worried about non-residents using their beaches. And just so you know, Rowayton is not Darien. We've told you a million times. It's Norwalk. So go back to calf pasture where you guys belong. They said it.
Brutal.
Not me.
Hey, brutal.
Right.
All right.
Yeah.
Brutal. How about the capturing of the 2019 Little League Championship? I've been scrolling through the Twitter pages here of some of these sponsored pages in the Darien area.
Yep.
These kids are ringers. Oh. All right. When you see the kids that are joyful and happy and the big smiles in the photos, those are regular kids. When you see the kid that's got the smug look, where it's just like it's coming up one corner, there's a little curl here, like Elvis or whatever.
Yep.
That kid knows he's a champion already.
Yeah.
What's going on?
They're worried
about
keeping
that champion. Let's make sure we
monitor this. They got to keep that championship forever.
I'm telling you.
Yeah.
Like they brought in some imports here.
You know, it's a good thing.
Let's check that out.
Somebody's got to be worried about these fawns. We're glad it's a new Darien people.
Oh my God, could you chew any louder?
Did you watch this without me?
Seriously, 6 more inches and it's in the sink.
Why do you do this? You squeeze from the bottom.
What do you want to get for dinner?
Let us solve your problems. Star 99.9, Honda of Westport Couples Court.
Chris and Mary joining us together this morning. Let's start with you, Mary. What's going on?
I want to convert my pool to an all salt water pool because it's the newest thing that's like healthier for your skin. My husband thinks it's ridiculous.
I mean, that's not cheap to do. You realize that, right? I mean, there's a lot of things that you have to change, not just the pump and the filter.
I mean, I do, but like, look at the benefits. Healthier skin. I mean, like when you get a cut on the beach, you always run into the ocean, right? Because they say it's the best.
Is that true? Is it healthier?
It is healthier for your skin. There's no question about it. Chlorine and chemicals and that type of stuff will dry out your skin, while the salt water will make you dry, but it also gives it a healthy kind of, you know.
You know what? You're right, because like when I go in the pool, my hair gets nasty, but like if I go in the salt water, it kind of gets pretty waves. I get that. Yeah. I see where you're coming from.
That is the true barometer of success right there, is
right.
Anna's hair.
Right.
Chris, what's your problem with this?
My problem with the whole thing is, for instance, our bathroom is filled with about 500 different types of products that have come out in the last 5 years of Dead Sea minerals and acidic this, and I got a filter on the shower. I have different charged water in my kitchen that I don't even understand. Basically, anything that comes out, my wife just has to get it. I'm not exactly sure how beneficial it is, but it is like an investment.
I know it's a lot of money, but I'm just saying it'll be healthier for our skin. There's no reason to jump in a pool filled with chlorine when you can do salt water just like you're at the beach.
How much do you actually use the pool?
If it was salt water, I would use a lot more.
So how much exactly does it cost to do this?
Thousands, depending on your pool.
Initial cost is expensive, but the other thing is the upkeep, okay? There's a lot of things that you have to do to maintain a salt water pool.
Mm-hmm. Filter's got to run 24 hours a day after that, too. It's going to change your electrical costs, all sorts of stuff.
All right, so listen, what we here is we put things to a vote. If they agree with you, Chris, this is too much money and it's a fad and you have a pool that works perfectly fine, why do you have to make that a kind of investment? But they may agree with you, Mary. Better skin, better hair. I mean, I'm sold. Like, if you're going to spend the summer in your pool, like, you might as well use it as, like, a health aid. Do you guys both agree to listen to what our audience has to say?
Yes.
What's your demographic?
We do well around. Let's just say that.
All right, guys, give us a call now, 1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's the Honda of Westport Couples Court on Star 99.9.
Mary wants to change her pool over from a regular chlorine pool to a sea salt water pool. Says it's better for your skin, better for your hair. He's like, why are we going to do that? It's a waste of money.
Yeah.
We want to know, Honda of Westport Couples Court, Star 99.9. Whose side are you on this morning? 1-800-330-9999. CNN on Raven.
Husband's side. Go to the beach if you want the salt water.
That's it.
Right.
That's it.
Save the money.
Too much money.
Yeah, I mean, I see your point. It's like you have a perfectly good pool. Why even bother, you know?
I think that, to me, they're both refreshing in different ways. So I do like the difference between going to the beach and going to the pool and spending the day around the pool. Here's a compromise. Give me a pool next to another pool.
I would love to talk to somebody that actually has the saltwater pool to see what they think about it. You can call us at 1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? Mary wants to convert their chlorine pool to a saltwater pool. Her husband says she's nuts. What's wrong with the pool they have now?
Right. He thinks it's just an unnecessary expense. She says the health benefits far outweigh the initial investment.
And since we know nothing about this, we're asking you. 1-800-330-9999. It's a Honda of Westport Couples Court, Star 99.9. Anna and Raven, whose side are you on?
I'm on his side. I swim in a chlorine pool every single day. Mm-hmm. If you keep the chlorine at 1.5, hop out and take a shower, your hair and skin are fine. Use the money and go on vacation.
Are you a strip tester, or are you one of those people with the, you put the drops in the thing and you take the water and you shake it around and you get a scientist type result?
I am a scientist type result.
I knew it. I'm still just a strip tester myself, but I hope to graduate to you. Ann Raven, whose side are you on?
I'm on the wife's side. We converted to a saltwater pool 3 years ago, and I love it. Better on your skin. It is the best thing.
Kayla says on our Facebook page, we had a saltwater pool. What people don't understand is you have to shock the pool weekly, and chlorine and the saltwater filter just breaks down salt into natural chlorine. We ended up switching back from the saltwater.
Oh, my gosh. Ann Raven, whose side are you on?
I'm on the wife's side. I've had two salt pools. They work great. They wind up costing you less money in the long run. They're very easy to maintain. You hardly spend any money. They're great on your skin. It's worth the investment.
I just wish somebody would invite me to their pool.
Well, you can come to my pool.
No, I mean somebody else.
Wow.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Back in the Honda of Westport Couples Court this morning, it's Chris and Mary. Mary, our audience agreed with you. It's the way of the future. It's healthier for you. It's better for you.
Might
as well just make the investment now, and hey, you can benefit from it all summer long.
Exactly. Might as well. It's going to be great. Open your checkbook, baby. Let's go.
Might as well make the investment now.
Why
oh, my gosh. Like a normal pool is going to kill you.
You okay. You could use benefits of salt water as well. So
we'll have to sit down and talk about it.
I won.
Well, guys, thanks for coming on the show today. If anybody else has an issue, send us an email too. couplescore@star999.com.
You already know TMZ breaking news before it breaks.
Sometimes I see an equation written on a blackboard, like half an equation. I'll just figure it out.
Spend hours a day stalking your favorite celebs on Twitter.
Hey, get out of here.
Oh, my God, Danny DeVito, I love you.
Answer questions with obscure movie quotes.
You work on commission, right?
Yes. Big mistake. Huge.
It's time to use that useless knowledge and play Can't Beat Raven. Powered by Scap Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. Star 99.9.
Hey, Michael, can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, please leave the room.
Sure, good luck, Mike.
Okay, here's how it works. Michael, our Raven is going out in the hallway. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. He can't hear us. All you have to do is answer them as quickly as you can. I'll invite him back in, and I'm going to ask him the same 5 questions. So it's real easy. Whoever gets the most right wins, and if it's a tie, it does go to Raven. You ready to do it?
Okay, yeah.
Okay, if you could beat him, $100 to Little Pub. Number 1, people are waiting up to 10 hours for new Harry Potter ride at Universal. Who is the actor that plays Harry Potter?
Daniel Radcliffe.
Number 2, Shaft in theaters now. Shaft is played by Samuel L. Jackson. What 1994 movie did he play Jules Winfield alongside John Travolta?
Pulp Fiction.
Number three, the tree that is thought to inspire the story The Lorax Has Fallen. Who wrote The Lorax?
Dr. Seuss.
Number four, Gabrielle Union has joined this TV judging panel for their 14th season.
Oh, the name of the TV show, America's Got Talent.
Number five, in Twilight, Robert Pattinson's character Edward is forever how many years old?
17.
Nice job, Michael. Raven!
Yeah.
Michael got all five.
Wow, on a Monday even.
Yep.
All right, let's see how I can
make my kid proud.
Yeah. I'm telling you, Dad, you might do it.
Okay.
Hanging off the high of Father's Day, you know?
Right. Feeling it. It's all running downhill right now. You're coasting. Here we go.
Number one, people are waiting up to 10 hours for the new Harry Potter ride at Universal.
Saw that.
Who's the actor that plays Harry Potter?
Well, it's a gimme, Daniel Radcliffe.
That is correct. Michael's still leading you 5-1. Number two, Shaft in theaters now. Shaft is played by Samuel L. Jackson. What 1994 movie did he play Jules Winfield alongside John Travolta?
Jules, you give that Nimrod $1,500, I'll shoot him on principle. That's Pulp Fiction.
All right, Michael's still leading you 5-2. Number three, the tree that is thought to inspire the story The Lorax Has Fallen. Who wrote The Lorax?
Dr. Seuss.
Dr. Seuss is correct. Michael's still leading you 5-3. Number four, Gabrielle Union has joined this TV judging panel for their 14th season.
I saw this. America's Got Talent.
All right, Michael, so it comes down to the last one, okay?
All right.
That was close. That one was close right there.
Number five, in Twilight, Robert Pattinson's character Edward is forever how many years old?
He's forever how many years old? Oh, my gosh. Well, I just got to take a shot and say 18.
That's not right. It's 17.
Oh,
congratulations,
no!
Michael! Yeah!
All right.
Woo!
Michael, how did you know that Edward was 17?
I have no excuse other than I went with my wife when we were dating and saw every movie.
Congratulations, Michael.
Wow.
You just beat Raven.
Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome.
I would have thought, like, the whole, you know, giving them the ability to take life, make somebody immortal, have a baby in the third movie, they would have went with 18, personally.
Nope.
But I guess they chose to be a little bit risky there, huh?
This is Michael from Danbury, Connecticut, and I just beat Raven.
Congratulations. Wow. You just made your son very proud. Happy Father's Day.
I did.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I'll see you again.
We got another shot for you. You got the cheat sheet so you can beat Raven, too. That's coming up at 5:30 this afternoon with Kevin Begley.